From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 942nd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Marty Robbins.
Well, I never felt more like singing a blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night. Everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Well, thank you, folks, and to each and every one of you, a great big welcome to another Grand Ole Opry.
With Rod Brasfield, Miss June Carter, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
And our very special guests, two fine-looking, fine-singing young country stars, the Wilburn Brothers. All righty, first off, the happy one from Hole and Wall. I'm talking about our favorite funny man. Here he is, Rodney Brasfield.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Howdy, Marty.
Howdy, Ronnie.
Garnett, it's good to see you, boy.
Good to see you, too.
You know something? If I don't sound so good tonight, it's because I still got that old flu.
Got the flu, eh?
Yeah, that idiotic flu, you know. I didn't know I was so sick and weak until my girl started kissing me last night. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the strength to stop her.
You know, I believe...
Seems like everybody's sick nowadays.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say everybody's sick.
Yeah, it just seems like everybody's got that old Asiatic mess, you know it? Now, you take my pa. He's down with the grip.
Down with the grip?
Yeah, when I left home this morning, Ma had a pretty good grip on him. Poor Uncle Sipe, he's having trouble, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, he's having trouble. I went with him to the doctor the other day with his back.
His back, eh?
Yeah, his back. He's down in his back.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor told him to take his shirt off, and he did, and he examined him there.
Yeah.
He looked at him, he says, what is this here 12-2446 tattooed on your back? Uncle Sipe says, well, now, that ain't tattooed on my back. That's where my wife run into me with the car when I was opening the gate. Them two old folks just killed me, you know.
Yeah,
Uncle Sipe, that's how. Yeah, it wouldn't take $1 million for each other, but just argue all the time. Now, you take the other day, she had a birthday.
Yeah.
And he went and bought her a fur coat.
A fur coat?
Yeah, a fur coat and brought it to her. She just had a fit over it.
I bet she liked it.
Yeah, she liked it. Stroked it a few times there, down the arm, you know, and everything. And she turned around to him and says, I don't see how anything as beautiful as this could come from a smelly old skunk. And he says, well... I knew you wouldn't thank me for it, but you don't have to call me names. They come by the house the other night, Marty.
Yeah.
They're going to the picture show.
Yeah.
And there's a big old mirror, big looking glass hanging out there in the hall.
Big long looking
glass. As they started out the hall going to the show, mm-hmm. Aunt Sap looked in the mirror and says, is my face dirty or is it just my imagination? Uncle Sipe said, well, your face is clean, but I don't know about your imagination. Well, Marty, I got to go now. It's been nice visiting with you.
Thank you. Been nice having you.
Glad to see you, boy. I got to go now because I'm a little bit worried. I've got a date with a beautiful woman.
Oh, a beautiful woman, eh?
I love women. Most of my mothers was women. Women are wonderful.
That's right.
Now, you take them when they're 16, they're sweet. When they're 25, they get a few wrinkles around the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
When they're 30, they get a few gray hairs in the head. When they're 35, they become a platinum blonde and start all over again.
All right. All righty.
thank you very much, Rodney. Well, sir, Rodney makes the air funny, and our guest star filled the air with a lot of fine country songs. So let's have a big Grand Ole Opry welcome for the Wilburn Brothers. Well, sir, fellas, I don't have to tell you to make yourselves at home because that's just where you are.
Thanks, Marty. Say, I hear you're going to be off for open country next week. Going to go visit some of our opera friends.
Yeah, I'm going to go visit a few of the good neighbors along the way. How about you, fellas?
Well, right after the big disc jockey convention here in Nashville, the 15th and 16th of November, we'll open up a tour in the Pacific Northwest with the old Texas Troubadour.
Oh, yeah. Well, sir, let's stop all the travel talk right here and let you fellas do us a song. All righty?
All righty. If the Asian flu will allow, we'll do I Close My Eyes. I'm never lonely even when we're apart. I don't give the blues a chance to start. Or any time I need your charms to close my eyes and you're in my arms. Never without you or even your kiss. Not one bit of loving do I miss. When I think of you, my heart flips. I close my eyes and I kiss your lips. Everything you are, anything you do, seems so right just cause it's you. You're extra special, golly gee. How could you go for a guy like me? I'm never lonely even when we're apart. I don't give the blues a chance to start. Or any time I need your charms, I'll close my eyes and you're in my arms. Cause it's you. You're extra special, golly gee. How could you go for a guy like me? I'm never lonely even when we're apart. I don't give the blues a chance to start. And anytime the skies look gray, I close my eyes and I hear you say, I love you.
Hey there, Rodney. Isn't that your little nephew over there in the wings?
Yeah, you know, that's little Elroy. Cute little devil, ain't he?
Yeah.
By now, you know, kids sure do get to the heart of a matter real quick, don't they?
Well, now, what do you mean, Rodney?
Well, now, you take last night after supper. I packed my pipe with Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and little Elroy watched me light up there and take a few easy puffs, you know, and sit back and relax. And he looked up at me and says, Rod, you sure do enjoy your pipe, don't you? You look so comfortable and so pleased with the taste.
Well, now, Rodney, you know, anyone can see Prince Albert gives a man real smoking comfort. Rich, natural tobacco taste. The easy enjoyment of a good pipe. Making men can enjoy that taste, too, because PA and an OCB paper make up into a smoke that's always fresh and cool and tasty. Pipe smoker or making man, go for Prince Albert, and you'll be going for a real smoking joy. That's PA, Prince Albert. Well, Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers, Wilburn Brothers, me and everybody is getting in a partner for the square dance. So let's go to the tune of Sally Gooden.
Swing your corner, swing your swing a little bell from Arkansas. I'll dance, children, it's Saturday night. Ladies on the inside, gents on the out, and all hands up and dance about. Ladies to the left and gents to the right. Dance with us in the Saturday night. Spin around, you're going wrong. Dance to meet your partners home. All we need is a sweet old smile. Dance with us and go hog wild. Swing, on, swing, on, swing, little girl from Arkansas. Later on, lady, and gin also. Later around, gin, gin, don't go. Hands up, go, and say, little lip, swing your corner, swing it like hell.
Well, all
right. Well, on the Grand Ole Opry, we do our country songs, have our country fun.
some old-fashioned dancing, and always a sacred song. We hope you like this when we pick for you tonight.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and
thank you very much, folks. You know, a minute or so ago, we were talking about the ingredients of the Grand Ole Opry. We don't want to miss this part of it, because here's the very best pickings that we've ever heard. Here he is, Chet Atkins.
Chester, that was just nothing less than wonderful. Thank you very much. Well, sir, it's time for all of us to spruce up just a little bit and reach for the straitjackets at the same time. Because coming our way right now is a real cute but real balmy gal named June Carter!
Hello, Marty.
Howdy, June.
Oh, Knothead, I want you to know I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you.
I'm telling you, I'm lucky to be here is what it is. I've been out to my sister Helen's keeping her three young'uns all this last week.
Yeah.
You know, Danny and Kenny and David.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I have really had a time.
Well, now, June, let me tell you, there's nothing like the pitter-patter of little feet around the house.
I know, because when that pitter-patter stops, you know them dad-burned little brats is doing something they oughtn't to be doing. I never saw nothing like it. That Danny, he's the oldest boy. He's in school, and you know how it is in school these days. Teachers are afraid of the principal. The principal's afraid of the superintendent. Superintendent's afraid of the school board. The school board's afraid of the parents, and the parents are afraid of the kids, and the kids ain't afraid of nobody. That's the way it gets worse. Kenny, he's a middle-sized one, and he had a tooth that was loose, and I told him, I said, I'll give you a nickel if you pull that tooth, and he pulled his tooth and put it under the pillow, and I give him a nickel, and the next morning he looked, and I looked under there, and there's two teeth under the pillow.
Yeah.
Next morning after that, there's three teeth under there. I said, Kenny, I just can't understand it, all these teeth. I said, this don't make sense. I can't understand it. He said, you could if you'd go out in the garage and see that old cat of ours gumming her food. It got worse. It really did. I saw him out behind the house after that a little while, and he was talking to another little neighbor boy out there. And Kenny, this little boy said to Kenny, he said, how old are you? Kenny said, I'm 5. How old are you? Little boy said, I don't know how old I am. He said, well, I'd like to ask you a question. Said, does girls bother you? That little boy said, no, they don't. Kenny said, you's 4. They had me doing everything. You'll just never know. There was one experience that was so bad. Well, I wrote it up in a poem. It was this way. It went, the big explosion has come and gone, but thoughts of it still linger. I held a firecracker in my hand. Has anybody seen my finger? No, I ought to have left that at home. Do you know what, Marty? They had me out there for 3 days. I had my nose in a book.
Well, now, I've had my nose in the book 2 or 3 times, June.
It's painful, ain't it? No, I tell you, I thought if I could pick the guitar and maybe kind of get them interested in that, they might stay off of me a little bit. So I picked the guitar for days and days. The fact of it is, I picked the guitar till my hand got right like that. It swelled up about 4 times the size it is now. And I went down to the doctor and I said, doctor, will you look at my hand? What in the world's the matter with it? And he looked at it and he said, young lady, this is terrible. And he went over to the wall and he got him a big old book over there and he thumbed all through that book. And I said, what's wrong with my hand? He got another book. He said, this is awful. He thumbed through that and I said, what's the matter with my hand? He said, young lady, have you had this before? I said, well, yes, sir, I have. He said, well, you've got it again. Hey, well, I gotta go now. I can't keep a man with a title waiting.
A man with a title?
Well, my boyfriend's title is MMPAOCB and NJS.
What's all that mean?
Well, that means he's a making man and rolls his own with Prince Albert smoking tobacco and an OCB paper.
And NJS?
Means every time my boyfriend rolls his own with naturally tasty PA, he's enjoying the national joy smoke.
Well, now you know, if you spell it out or abbreviate it, crimp cut Prince Albert always means a smooth-making cigarette. No dribbling out the ends or blowing around. And always means a fresh, cool-smoking, rich-tasting smoke. Same goes for you pipe smokers. Prince Albert is the tastiest, most comfortable pipe full that you can enjoy. So making man or pipe smoker, enjoy the NJS like June's boyfriend does. That's the National Joy Smoke, Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, sir, how about another song by the Wilburn Brothers?
right ahead, boys.
Thank you very much, Marty. We'd like to do a blues ballad called I Got Over the Blues.
I got over the blues. I got over you. I don't cry anymore when I think of you. Memories don't haunt me like they used to do. My heart is free at last. I got over the blues. When you left, I thought I'd die. Floods of tears fell from my eyes. For you gave no reason why. You were saying goodbye. I thought I'd never trust again. My heart to love again. But I found peace within. I got over the blues. When you left, I thought I'd die. Floods of tears fell from my eyes. For you gave no reason why. You were saying goodbye. Thought I'd never trust again.
There you have it, my friends, the Wilburn Brothers, and another real great song. Thank you very much. Well, sir, about the busiest thing we've seen in a long, long time is about to happen right now over at the old piano. So let's go that away for Miss Del Wood, who's going to whirl away.
Very much, Dell. Well, sir, I believe that she's about the very best in the business when it comes to playing the piano. Well, about 6 months ago, we had the pleasure of cutting an album with the Columbia people. And we have had quite a few letters on it. Some of the folks like it. It's entitled The Song of Robins. We'd like to do one of the songs right now for you. Maybe you might like it tonight. It's one called Rose of Old Pawnee.
My rose of Old Pawnee, a flower of dawn, blooming tenderly, her memory still lingers song. My angel of the night, a moonlit reverie, a star of love so bright shines on my rose of old Pawnee. Sweet are the dreams that I hold in my heart as I go wandering alone. Long are the hours since we drifted apart. Deep in my heart is a song. My angel of the night, a moonlit reverie, a star of love so bright shines on my rose of old Pawnee. Sweet are the dreams that I hold in my heart as I go wandering along. Long are the hours since we drifted apart. Deep in my heart is a song. My angel of the night, a moonlit reverie, a star of love so bright shines on my rose of old Pawnee.
Well, sir, we meet here every Saturday night. The goings-on has just gone on. We hope to see you here next week. We'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. And at that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Ferlin Husky. Ferlin's bringing along Justin Tubb and lots of you opera favorites. I know you're going to enjoy the show. Until then, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you again next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
Get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today.
What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
This program is broadcast to armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.